Lisa Pearson is the adult services librarian at the Ketchikan Public Library.
I cannot ask people when they walk in the door, where do you live?
Pearson was one of many former and current library staff who spoke at a lunchtime meeting of the Cooperative Relations Committee in Borough Assembly Chambers. She and others pushed back against an assembly request to track where exactly visitors to the Ketchikan Public Library live, citing privacy and other ethical concerns. So why does the assembly want to track those people? It all stems from the debate surrounding how the new Ketchikan Public Library on Copper Ridge receives funding from both the city and borough. The borough has traditionally contributed to the operating budget of the library, which includes the day-to-day operations of that facility. When the city council passed a resolution earlier this year requesting $420,000 from the borough, the assembly pushed back. The borough government requested that the library track just who uses the facility. In the spirit of fairness, the assembly says, the amounts paid by both governments should reflect the respective usage by their citizens. Agnes Moran, who serves on the borough assembly but spoke at the committee meeting as a citizen, defended borough residents who live outside of city limits.
As a borough resident, I'm pretty tired of being told that I'm not paying my fair share for services, because I really feel, and I've talked to my neighbors, that it's time for that to stop. We do pay our fair share.
Moran cites both the sales tax and non-area-wide service fee as evidence. Citizen comments took up the majority of the hour-long meeting. Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst urged that citizens and politicians keep the debate over the library civil, as harsh words only make the problem worse. The committee took no formal action during the meeting, though Bockhorst and City Manager Carl Amelon agreed to speak on the matter. Discussion of the issue was moved to the next meeting of the Cooperative Relations Committee on October 11th in City Council Chambers. Amelon did warn the body, though, that if an agreement on funding could not be made soon, there would be consequences.
The bottom line is if we can't give the borough the information that it desires, and the borough is going to withhold operating assistance, then services are going to be reduced at the library to the community as a whole. That's the bottom line.
Amelon told the committee that he will begin working on the city budget for 2014 in the next few weeks. Room for actual discussion between the committee members was constrained because of the extensive comments made by the public on the issue. One issue raised by committee members, which seemed to receive broad support, was consolidation of the borough and city governments. Here's Assemblymember Todd Phillips.
If we had one government, none of this would be happening. We'd have no finger pointing or anything. And I think maybe down the road this is something that we all need to look at, because the amount of staff hours and time and finger-pointing and etc., that is basically a waste of time and nothing is getting done.
The issue of consolidating the city and borough has come before voters numerous times over the past few years, and each time it was rejected. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.